A warning. This podcast contains some f***ing bad language.
Just like Gloria Vale's now regret of welcoming in cameras to document their lives in the first place.
People will believe what they want to believe.
Your stories. True stories. Your fuck-ups. Jim Cawthorne presents The Fuck-Up Files.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the time you tune into this podcast. My name is Jim Cawthorne, and this is The Fuck-Up Files, the podcast all about mucking, cocking, screwing, botching, fucking, and mistaking up. Okay. Maybe not mistaking, actually. That didn't really, doesn't really make sense.
Mate, happy to be here. This is fantastic.
It is, yes. Anyway, I haven't even introduced you. General Lee joins me.
Yeah,
as you know, from George FM Breakfast, or when he's not DJing to hundreds of future boomers up and down the country. Peeking off their face. I have to say, General Lee, or Lee Dolbear, as you are formerly known.
Yes.
I've never actually asked you this because I've known you for a while, but how did you even get your nickname?
Well, nickname, my DJ name.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people come up to me and say, oh, you got your name off the Dukes of Hazzard. And I'm like, well, that's easy because the car was called General Lee. But it wasn't that at all.
I didn't know that.
And then basically, it's actually not a, it was a geeky story from when I was at school. I was a sound and lighting tech guy. Geeky. Braces.
Yeah.
Single. No girls. You know what I mean? Real geeky, nerdy music
really?
Guy. Really? And basically, we were doing that.
I wouldn't have thought that for the
night.
Now it kind of makes sense.
I see. Braces. I was at my St. Kent's, the school I went to for my high school years, St. Kennigan College. Yeah. And basically, I was doing the sound and lights and for a musical. You know how you did musicals at school?
Yeah, yeah.
I was a dry ice guy and I was getting the dry ice ready. And my mate of mine that was playing a general in, like, an army guy in one of the scenes was outside spewing up because he'd been on the piss the night before. Really? So the director came out and said, mate, it's a standing part. Get in that outfit and stand on the stage. And it was just an old general's hat. And I just did a standing part. And all my mates in the front row that were there, oh, look, it's General Lee. So I kind of stuck it.
I thought it might have been is it when you started doing DJing? That was the name you sort of came up for yourself?
No, it kind of got gifted to me from a schoolmate. And I kind of I was kind of getting into DJing at the same time.
Yeah,
so I was like, I might be the last DJ in New Zealand with a gimmick name.
I think General Lee's a good DJ name, to be honest.
Oh, it's just authoritative.
It is, yeah. It's like you're high up in the ranks of the DJs.
Well, that's the whole playoff, right? You know what I mean? I've got to get some visuals done. Me in a bloody army outfit. You know what I mean?
You should. You should come out in a tank and fucking perform in a tank.
Imagine you should come out in an F-16.
Yeah.
Buzz the crowd, eject, and then come out.
I'll watch that. Oh, well, should we crack into it, eh? My story.
Yes.
Actually involves you.
What?
Yeah.
You'll fuck up for us.
Yeah. This story I'm about to tell involves you. But this is long before we knew each other. This is going back. It was the same night that Prince William got married. Fuck yeah, I remember it, because 2011. 2011? Yeah, because I remember drinking and remember watching, like, people were watching the wedding in the pub and going, what the fuck?
Fuck, what are they watching that for?
Yeah.
There's better things to watch on a Saturday night in a pub.
Sport, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Cricket, at least, you know.
Do you know where it was? Where you were?
Yeah, I was in Ellerslie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you weren't there. Because I used to work at the Cock and Bull in Ellerslie. Which
great
is
spot.
Now, was good.
Bar. Great spot.
It's now the Doolin Brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
And when me and my mate Richie, who I flattered with as well, we'd been working that afternoon, we'd finished, we'd been drinking, and then he got wind that you were performing in town somewhere.
Oh.
This is the first time I'd heard of you. And I was like, General Lee, and he's like, yeah, this DJ's fucking awesome. We've got to go see him. Righty, righty, rah. Let's get some. And as you do, we're about mid-20s, as you when you go into a DJ gig, you want some uppers, don't you? You want to organise some.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, some additives.
A little bit of caffeine.
So, let's get some drugs was the aim, right?
Okay.
Now, one of the locals who she used to drink at Cock and Bull, she was probably just a... maybe not even 10 years older than us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what her name was. She was a little bit trashy. Do I dare I say it? When she'd had a few, she'd get back.
Ashley?
Well, I've put down Tanya. Let's just call her Tanya.
Tanya, okay. So was... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Tans. Yeah. I think she's from North Waikato. Yeah. You know, on the border there.
Yeah, Huntley.
Yeah. Oh.
So she said, look, I'll be able to sort you guys out. I know a guy. Oh, I know some guys. I'll be able to sort yous out. You go get the money. There's about, I don't know how much. Well, I don't know what you pay. Yeah. I think maybe $30 back then. But there's about five or six of us. $180, right? Let's say that.
It's a lot of money back then, mate.
It was. When you're a poor student.
A lot of money.
Working in a pub. There's a lot of money. Now, she was fucking us around. She was like, yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm trying to bloody sort out this person, but they're not getting back to me. But don't worry. I've got it sorted. Just go get your cash. So we're like, whatever we do, we cannot give her the cash.
Don't. No. It's going to go straight in the pokies.
100%. You can tell. Yeah, Tanya. It would have, actually. No, Tanya. I'll just put a little bit on fucking hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Richie at this time was very hammered drunk as the night was getting on. He was fucking hammered. He probably didn't need any of this stuff.
No,
he
that's
was
right.
getting sort of frustrated and. He was out, and he got kicked out. That's right. He'd been kicked out. Because we then ventured down to Union Post around the corner.
Yeah.
And we got kicked out. So he was too hammered. So he goes, look, I need you to get the fucking cash out, and I'll just pay you back. And I was like, that's fine. So I got the money out.
You covered him.
Yeah. And let's go back. I'm fucking this up. He was hammered outside the pub, and he's like, look, they've arrived. They've arrived to get our stuff. They're just in the car over there. You need to go get the cash. I'm too hammered. I can't fucking just go over and have a chat to them. And I was like, so I went over to this carload. It was a full carload. People a few years older than us. And then I was like, are you guys at the help? I was like, yeah, we can help you out. Just give us the cash. We'll go get it for you now.
Oh, mate.
I said, no, hang on. You go get us what we need first, and then I'll go get the cash, right? You guys are Tanya's friends. Like, yeah, we're friends with Tanya. Okay, all right. I'll go get the cash. Come back in. All right. Well, meet back in about 5-10 minutes, right? Okay, sweep.
Yeah.
They take off. I get the money. I round up the troops. We're getting pretty excited right now.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
We're off to General Lee.
Yeah.
We're going to get our gear. We're going to have a fun Saturday night, which we fucking need to have.
Yeah.
And we even ordered to take us there Greg's Taxi.
Ooh.
Who Greg Taxi was like the local corporate cabbie, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was also a local at the Cock and Bull.
Oh, yeah.
And his taxi van is set up like a fucking disco. Like, he's got all the lights going.
I'd love to have breath test old Greg on the road, you know what I mean? He probably went through a few checkpoints.
No, Greg was very good. He was good. He'd have his, what do you call it, like lemonade and raspberry drink.
Yeah.
So he's got he rocks up as soon as he can, because we had his card in our wallet, you see. So he rocks up. He's like, yep. And I was like, all right, just wait there, Greg. I've just got to wait for our other friends to rock up. Then we'll get in the van, and then we're going straight to the city. We're going to go see General Lee. Woohoo. And he's like, oh, I'll get some music playing and get us all, fuck yes. So the carload, finally, they come back. Here we go. I've got my cash ready. I go up to them, and they've got a package wrapped in toilet paper. And I said, okay, here's the cash. And I take the package, toilet paper package, and I go to open it. And they said, no, don't open it. Are you fucking stupid?
Oh, mate, smell a rat here.
You're in front of the unit. There's bouncers right there, and there's a CCTV camera. Don't be so fucking stupid. So I was like, oh, okay, good point. Okay, all good. Here's cash. Thank you very much. They take off. I round up the troops.
Yep.
We get into Greg's. You know what it's
Greg's little van.
We get into Greg's
van.
Well,
I hope it's not going to go there.
We go into Greg's van. And we're all excited. Get everyone in. Greg's like, oh, let's get the music pumping now. We haven't taken off yet, but we're all sitting there. Everybody comes in, and they're all hovering around me like we're orphans at Christmas time with one gift we've got to share amongst everyone, all right?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. One golden ticket. We're going to split it all up.
Pretty much that. Well, everyone's lying in their bed, fucking bedridden. Anyway, so we're looking at this little package, and we open it up, and inside is nothing.
Oh, that's disgusting. I can't stand people that rip people off like that.
Oh, fuck.
That would have really popped your balloon.
Oh, fuck, 100%. it just went flat. And then I just got up and walked out of the taxi, and the others followed. And then Greg behind us going, oh, what are we going? What's going on? I was like, fuck up, Greg, not right now. We've got to just reconvene here. Now, in a drunken state, we are adamant. Tanya's stitched us up here.
100%. I'd be reaching straight for Tanya's phone number. Right.
So, well, that's the thing. We didn't know it, but we knew that she was still back in the pub.
Perfect.
So Richie, who's hammered drunk, he just storms in there.
Oh, I bet he does.
Just full of adrenaline, you know.
No one likes to get ripped off.
Yeah, 100%.
No one does.
But he storms in. He doesn't get caught. He just goes in, has a fucking go. And I think because she knew a few people, so she's managed to stay inside the pub. But Richie's been thrown out and he's fucking half puffing.
Yeah.
But then he goes, guess what? I've got a cell phone. Somebody had taken a cell phone.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how. He's like, come around the corner. And he's trying to go through her messages to see who she's been texting. And he's texting somebody that she's been kind of going, fuck you for screwing us over and all this shit. And then, to take the anger to another level,
yes,
proceeds to smash the phone.
Oh, okay.
Is not just my fuck up. This is also Richie's.
This is a group one.
This is a group one. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is. It's a group fuck up.
Yeah.
That night we go to bed, hungover. We wake up in the morning.
You didn't go out after that.
Didn't go out. Well, we're already down a lot of money, so we just weren't in the mood, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You're doubling down from there, aren't you?
And you don't want to be around other people frothing when you're not.
No, that's right. Yeah. Oh, that's such a shit. That's such a fuck up, isn't it?
Well, it is. But hang on, it gets worse.
Oh.
The next morning we wake up full of anxiety, right? We're sort of trying to piece together what happened, and then Richard remembers, oh fuck, I smashed up Tanya's phone. Christ almighty, I messaged that fucking, that was, probably shouldn't have done that. But she ripped us off, you know. And
do you think it was her that stitched you?
Well, hang on. I realise that I'm down $185. And then we start talking about, you know, like, where did you meet these? So who were these people? How did you know that they are Tanya's friends?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, no, you said that they are Tanya's friends. I said, well, hang on, wait a minute. Let's just go back. You're outside the pub. You see a carload of people. You see to me that they're Tanya's friends. Now, you're the one that told me, so I said to go and give them go talk to them. Turns out these people were just randoms. He, in his drunken state, had just gone up to a carload and goes, can you get us some drugs? And they're like, yeah, give us some. give us some.
Oh, no.
So Tanya was completely innocent. Then it dawns on us, we've got to fucking work at Cock and Ball later that afternoon, right?
Oh, no.
Tanya's back in there. Oh, it was the worst shift ever.
We would have been right up
Well, she's been getting fucking told off from her man for the message that's been sent. But she's like, I've lost my phone. Do you know anything about this? I'm going to charge you for assault, Richie, for what happened. And she didn't know. But making a big scene as she would. And not only that, we've also got fucking Greg fucking walks into the pub.
Oh, no.
Demanding money for the fucking overdrive.
Oh, Greg's pissed off because the meter was running.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't pay. So.
Shit.
There you go.
Spiraling out of control.
Spiraled out of control. It was the worst shift of my life. And fair to say, we were in more debt after that because we had to give Greg some money. I don't know what happened with Tanya on her phone.
Just, yeah, that's fucking average, mate.
But what a good stitch up, though. You're like, you know, that carload would have been like, fucking jackpot, here we go.
Oh,
let's get
yeah.
these dumb, drunken motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I felt like such a stupid cunt after that. I was just like, just hook, line, and sinker.
Thing is, if you don't know someone and you're in that way inclined, they're just going to go, here's an easy 180, guys. Let's just drive around the block.
Yeah.
Let's go to KFC.
I'll go and suck his toilet paper. They would have been like, yeah, 100%. And then when they walked away, because they took off quick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's
this
just
is
like,
great.
These little things that just come back to, they would have been fucking laughing their heads off.
Oh, mate. That's unbelievable. Mm. Oh, well. So you've never seen me play then?
No, after that, I know.
Yeah. I'll start with this. Is it one or two I can do?
Well, you can do one or two. Just do them both if you want, and fucking you just let me know what you want to keep in or not. And
Yeah.
Or if you want to keep them both in.
It's pretty. So I think it was around the same time, 2011. When was Coldplay massive? Like, when was their last big album? Mid-2010?
Yeah, be about that.
I know you're a big fan.
I did go to one of their concerts once, and I fucking loved it.
So. Awesome, eh?
Yeah, they're amazing.
So
they put on a good show.
Oh, 100%. Oh, it was after the one at...
Mount Smart?
Mount Smart, when they did all the global ones.
I think I went to that, actually. That would have been about 2011, 2012.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mate, what a great segue off the couldn't come to a general release show in 2011.
Yeah.
So here we are, and a friend of mine was basically promoting them here, helping promote with the Australian promoter. And he gives me a call, and he goes, Lee, I need you to DJ their after party because it's the end of their show tour.
Oh, yeah.
And either to let you know how the routing works, it sometimes starts and they'll come to New Zealand before they go to Aussie.
Or they
go to Australia and then they come to New Zealand, then they go home from here. And that, I think that was the whole thing. They had a bit of a crew party, bit of a nosh up with all the promoters and the staff. What a great show, you know, patting each other on the back.
Yeah.
So here I am playing this private little bar and around by Sky City. And I got an email that day from the tour manager, and she was just like, great to have you on board tonight. Don't tell anyone about it. No one's allowed to know where the party is, blah, 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 blah. You know, it was star-studded, whatever. I was like, yeah, no worries. What do you want me to play? And she sent me back what to play, what not to play, do this, don't that. He hates this music, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yes, sweet as, no worries. Skim read it.
Yeah. He as in Chris Martin.
Chris, yeah. That's why he, yeah.
Do the others not get a say?
Well, no. It was basically this is the direction of what Chris and the band want. And the band. Right, it wasn't, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So here I am. I load up. I arrive at the venue. Number ones. You know what I mean? Looking all smicky. Cologne. Yeah. Freshly shaved.
Yeah.
Up to the decks. Plug in. And I'm playing away. And as everyone's bowling in, the big promoter walks in. And Chris Martin's very tall. Have you seen him?
I thought he was short.
No, he's very tall. He's tall.
Is he?
He's tall.
I remember he came into, when I was at Media Work, I'm sure he came into the edge and I thought, he's pretty tiny.
Really? You're looking at the wrong guy, maybe. I thought he was tall.
I mean, this has come from me. Everyone's tall to me. So I don't know.
So Temper Trap warmed up for them.
All the
Temper Trap come through. All the big labels are there. And I start firing off some tunes. And then within like two tunes, a little sip on my beer, think I'm doing a cracking job. Look up and there's Chris looking over at me like this. And then the manager going, looking at me weird. She let me have one more song. I played the next song, trying to keep within their instructions. She came straight over to me and she goes, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? You know? Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, but no, you know. She goes, I sent you a list of tunes of what not to play and what to play. And you are playing all the songs that he hates in a row. And then I said, oh, I'm so sorry. She goes, your next tune better be the opposite of what you're playing now. Otherwise, I'm going to kick you off, boot you out, and put my fucking Spotify playlist on. Or whatever playlist he had.
Yeah.
I just started dripping and... Wow, because then the promoter comes
obviously,
over.
Can I just say, so would you have those songs line up? You can't get any other songs to
Well, change. lucky I had another USB on me. Because, you know, when you prep for a set or a function,
yeah,
you kind of just go, well, that's where I'm going to be. I'll probably need, you know, 4 or 5 hours of music. And you kind of just stay in that lane.
Oh, yeah, okay,
so
right.
Lucky I had a spare one where they want a Beyonce and Justin Timberlake. They just want to have a party.
So hang on, you just basically got your list mixed up, is that what you're
I was playing like Everybody Wants to Rule the World, U2, Robbie Williams. It's the opposite of what he wanted to hear. You know what I mean?
Weirdly, like, those kind of similar to Coldplay music, like that sort of genre, U2.
Nah, he's the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, he just wanted his people to have his band members to have a good old time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the promoter comes and stands next to me and goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's going on? I go, mate, I skim read the email and I'm all right. I'll be all right. I've got one tune to get her on site. And she was standing at the bar like this.
Oh,
so I just come straight in with Beyonce, Single Ladies. And she goes, okay. And then she starts dancing away. Then I'm into Justin Timberlake. Then I'm into a bit of Michael Jackson and stuff like that. And finally I salvaged it. But shit, that was the most stressful I've ever been. Like 200 or 300 people in there.
Yeah, hard.
And I was just about going to get replaced by a Spotify playlist. Well, I don't even know if a Spotify was even a thing back then.
I think it would have. You probably started about then, didn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine, that's terrifying. Man, just canceled. Having a filthy look from Chris Martin.
Oh, it was horrible. It was daunting.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. I took a... Can we just roll on?
Yeah, 100%.
One of my first gigs was, pardon me, one of my first gigs when I was kind of getting into DJing, I was doing lots of mobile DJ work. You know, that's kind of how you kind of started out years ago. You kind of do 21sts and, you know, 18th birthdays, blah, blah, blah. Mm. You know, you cut your teeth on those kind of dance floors, setting up PAs and stuff like that. So I got in with this got in with this company that was kind of feeding me a bit of work, you know? So I was like, oh, this is great. It's about 18, 17, 18. And they gave me this gig, they gave me this address and said, go to Parnell. This is a little hall there. You're playing for some person. I'm not sure who the name was. I bowled up there. I set it up, got going, and it was a gig for the deaf. And I know they would have been laughing because this gig would have come in, right?
I shouldn't laugh.
No,
we're not laughing.
No. But seriously, I'm just laughing. The situation that's funny to me is this gig would have come into this company and they would have said, nah, I'll probably just do the other one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this one to Lee.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And I had no, it was the biggest, it was great to play for them. But the thing is, it really sent a bloody spanner into the works mentally for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I set the gear up and then one of the organisers comes over and goes, you know what kind of gig, you know, these kids can't hear.
Mm.
And I was just like, I think I said something foolish, like, so why do they need a DJ then? You know, I'm thinking on my clamming up, on my feet. And then I was like, no. Then she told me, she goes, they can feel the bass and vibrations.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
And I was like, fuck, brilliant. Okay. Right. I'll set it all up. Had two subs and some speakers on sticks. And the big record that they wanted to hear was Tag Team. Whoop, there it is. Because it's got a massive bass line.
It is quite, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And they all gathered around the speakers, mate. I'm telling you. And I just left it on repeat.
That's it. You just play the one song.
One or two songs. That was it. Because there wasn't any other big songs out then with big bass.
Yeah.
It was the big So yeah, I did a couple of hours of that. And that was that could have been an absolute mess. But I got around it at the end. A lot of my fuck-ups I fixed, Jim.
Yeah, you have. I've been noticing that, actually. You managed to sort them out. After that, I'll be like, fucking give me more of these gigs.
Well, yeah, well, they were just a bit boring. I was just out there, I was smoking darts at the time. I was just going, 3 minutes left on this out the front. You know?
Yeah.
Cheeky couple of beers, 3-hour gig, $500. Back then, that was a lot of money.
Yeah, hard out.
You know what I mean? I was like, shit. But
Jesus.
Not what I expected when I walked in. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. What the fuck? Yeah.
They had a great time. They just kind of like touching the speakers and stuff. It was actually really nice, amazing to see because they can still feel. They just couldn't hear. You know what I mean? I was just like, wow, that's an eye-opener, mate. I tell you, it's an eye-opener. I got another gig off the same company that I was doing mobile DJing for, you know, when I was really young. And coming late on Friday, a whole group of group wanted a DJ for the 21st and Manurewa.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'll take it. Should be all right. You know, I've got heaps of music for them. Bowled up, set up in a classic South Auckland format. The old double garage. I'm in the corner of the double garage. There's a fire pit there.
Yeah.
Reeking of Bob Marley's bedroom. And there I am just jamming away. And you can just feel the tension there. You know, this is a bloody, this is good. This could go either way.
Yeah.
And of course, half an hour later, you hear the old bottle smash. Psh! You know, then they're away, they're at it.
Yeah.
One family member's come in that wasn't supposed to be there, whatever.
Oh, no.
Just the keg gets spilt over. And then the group that was getting a hiding was coming in to me. I was like, oh, I've got to get the fuck out of here. This is shit.
Yeah,
I've got a door right next to me. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go. So I'll just leave the gear. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're going to literally leave all your stuff and everything?
Well, it was getting violent. There was knives and bats and broken bottles.
Fuck.
One guy had his lip cut off.
Oh,
it was like gnarly. Jesus. It was real gnarly. So I was like, I was trying to pack up my gear. And one of the head guys comes over and goes, don't pack up. Play Jump Around by House of Pain. It ends us up. I was like, fuck off. I said, no, no, no. And he goes, play it or I'll give you a fucking hiding. I was like, and then ran out. And they started really getting into it. Good combos. You know what I mean? Good combos. But I left. I just left
everything there.
Fuck, it's not worth it. Four bottles of fucking piss were coming out. They were throwing bottles at each other. I was just catching.
Fuck.
Got a little bit of a cut on my arm, and I was like, all right, straight out to my Toyota Hiace van, 1992.
Yeah.
Beautiful van. Round the side. Got in the van, called the cops because someone's going to die here.
Yeah,
the cops were already walking in.
Oh, jeez.
And I went out the window and goes, mate, thank fuck you're here. He goes, give us a minute. And they just got their batons out, marched through and just beat the shit out of everyone.
Oh, fucking
oh,
hell.
My God, yeah.
So what happened to all your gear?
It wasn't too bad, actually. I didn't, nothing really got damaged big time. I lost a light, my little hedgehog. You know, the
doesn't sound important enough.
It's not. It's like a poor man's mirror ball. Right. Just sits there and moves. That got smashed, but, you know, it was all right. But, yeah, House of Pain for a scrap. Try it sometime.
Yeah, I could see that fucking going off, actually.
Oh, yeah, they were into it, man.
It would make it more fun, wouldn't it? It wouldn't seem as dangerous then. It'd be a bit more comical, sort of.
Yeah, comical laugh. Yeah, jump around. Jump on his head around.
So before we wrap this up today, General Lee, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Can I just say,
yes,
what have you learnt today?
From your stories, I've learned don't trust strangers with your money, thinking they're going to get your drugs, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I've learned that.
It's one thing. What else have I learned today?
That's probably a lesson I should have known even then, to be honest. But
you should have. Yeah. But your mate mixed you up. Tanya was innocent. Have you actually thought about this? You should actually chip in and buy her a phone. Well, I mean, that's a bit shit. Do you think she was in cahoots there?
What do you mean?
She wasn't in cahoots.
No, she wasn't at all.
So you owe her a phone?
I mean, this was 12 years ago. Like, you know, I'm sure she's probably had many phones since then.
But have you thought about this? Because any of your wrongs in your past that you can right could possibly up your chances of winning lotto.
You're just watching that fucking, what was that show called?
Ying and Yang?
No, My Name is Ed.
My Name is Earl.
Yeah, that's
But you know, you'd feel a lot better. Oh, no, he smashed the phone, not you.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck him.
I'll dust my hands clean with it. Yeah. I'll tell you what I've learned is that you've managed to, even though you fuck up, you managed to save your ass quite nicely. I've learned that Chris Martin hates U2 and Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
if you're performing for a deaf crowd, it's actually a fucking easy gig.
It's an easy gig, and remember, you've got to have a real bassy music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Jump Around by House of Pain is a great song to beat the shit out of one
Scrap
another.
Scrap too. Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you very much, Lee. That is us again for another episode. If you want to catch other episodes, you can do so on Spotify. God, I always do this and I fuck it. I always forget where they are.
Tagline.
Apple Podcasts. Oh God, Google Podcasts.
How many fucking podcast platforms are there?
Oh God, I've got about four or five, and I fucking always forget which one. They're everywhere. They're up. You look on the Instagram if you want to follow me. I'm Jim_Cawthorn. Give yourself a wee plug.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Generally NZ if you want to follow me on Instagram. There, team.
Yep, and we'll see you next time. Kakite, thank you very
much.
Kakite,
kia ora.
See you. See you later.
That's awesome, mate.
That was great. Thank you, bro.